rights.
Said Palestine and trans rights.
Palestine and trans rights.
Said no borders, trans rights.
No borders, trans rights.
From Palestine to Mexico, these border walls.
As the saying goes, the first pride was a riot, and this past weekend in San Francisco seemed no different. SF Pride was kicked off by Friday's Trans March. Thousands of individuals gathered in Dolores Park for the 22nd year of the event before marching to the site of the 1966 Compton's Cafeteria Riot, a landmark uprising in the transgender rights movement against police harassment in the Tenderloin neighborhood, which occurred 3 years prior to Stonewall. Sean Greenfield, an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation, detailed the importance of the march.
Right now, we are seeing trans rights under attack from multiple angles, through driver's license, passports, and just like every possible way to dehumanize and like make it harder for trans people to live. And the trans march is, you know, a kind of a fight back, a way to say like, let's gather as many trans people together and show that we're not alone in this fight. We're not isolated in this fight.
Before the march began, the openly gay state senator, Scott Wiener, was confronted in Dolores Park by march attendees who denounced his stance on Israel. One of the individuals, Dmitry Yakushkin, uploaded a video of the incident on social media, calling Wiener in the caption a, quote, genocidal supporting center-right shill, end quote.
Do you have anything to say about Gaza? How could you do this to San Francisco?
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie called the incident, quote, targeted, hateful, and anti-Semitic, and Wiener described the incident as verbal and physical harassment, calling the statements, quote, inaccurate, extreme, and vile. He also said that he will file a police report. Wiener, who is currently running to succeed Nancy Pelosi in Congress, came under fire earlier this year during a congressional candidates' forum when he declined to answer whether he believed Israel was committing a genocide in Gaza. He later took to social media to clarify his position, saying, quote, I've stopped short of calling it a genocide, but I can't anymore, end quote. However, he has continued to face criticism, with opponents arguing that he changed his position only after what they describe as political pressure. Near the tail end of the march, 5 individuals were arrested with charges related to vandalism and assault. According to SFPD, the marchgoers allegedly spray-painted several statues and a person.
You don't have to yell.
Get out of the street
now! You don't
have to yell. Get out of the street now!
Why are you putting that to me like that?
Attendees say that the officers use excessive force, including dragging one individual along the ground and pinning another down. According to eyewitnesses, the initial arrested protester was described as being completely peaceful. Ali, a community member who was present during the arrests, spoke to El Tecolote.
The fact that I had to see people that I love and care about literally choked out and arrested at a place that was supposed to be a celebration of our community is awful.
The second round of arrests of Pride attendees occurred Saturday night when police officers arrested 20 people in a 300-person San Francisco block party known as Stud Alley. Social media footage shows officers marching through the public street armed with batons, wearing riot helmets, and carrying plastic zip ties.
It's blocked.
Stud Alley has been a staple of San Francisco Pride for many, with the party occurring on the Saturday evenings of Pride weekend for the past 6 years. For activists like Sean Greenfield, this weekend's arrests and violence serve as a reminder of the importance of Pride weekend.
The message that the Trans March is saying this year, the theme, is it's one struggle, one fight. And we are not free until we're all free.
Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.